And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, James Out West with Ryan Rooks, as always, podcast edition week 18. A ton of drama in the NFL. We're going to get right to it because we need to make this quick. We've got other obligations. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, we got to get to it because this is going to be a very interesting week. There's a couple of things that could happen as far as playoff implications.
Yeah, I was looking at the playoff possible matchups, and they are interesting, to say the least. Continue.
But I did want to say that we've been saying all year long that this is the biggest NFL season ever.
Because that's what they've been telling us.
But it's not true.
So you mean the media lies?
I did some research. In 1993, because of all the different reschedules of games, we had 18 weeks of games.
Now, why were they rescheduled? Do we know why they were rescheduled?
I don't.
I believe it was a lockout league.
I didn't do that much.
I think they were scared. We went one layer on the onion, not three.
So this was the year Emmitt Smith won the MVP.
So you know it was a jacked up season.
Yeah, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, so yeah.
Who'd they beat that year?
Ooh.
What year, 93?
Buffalo Bills.
But I was going to say, you're going to get a good chance. If you say Buffalo, yeah, that might be it.
It has to be.
Well, probability.
I just think that's really interesting how we've been talking about this and blowing this up. And yeah, it was the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
They won 30-13.
Oh, boy.
So let's get into this crazy week that is.
Starts tomorrow.
Actually,
you forgot the drama.
Let's get into the crazy week that was for just a second. What's up with Antonio Brown?
This is getting more and more wild by the minute because he came out with a very large IG, very
on a podcast,
very proper. The writing was impeccable. I mean, he used Oxford commas, indentations, the whole nine. He had somebody write it for him, I'm sure. But they were getting across what he was feeling, and it made a compelling argument that Tampa Bay was basically malpractice. Now, take it a day later when you actually start hearing BA talk about it, and you start seeing the text messages that came out because AB put those out there. Then AB goes on a podcast on Barstool Sports. Yep. Shout out Barstool, El Presidente, Dave Portnoy. One bite, you know the rules. Anyways. So they go into that, and he trashes Brady. If he's my friend, why am I working on a low man's salary, essentially? What's Gronk getting paid? Because Gronk's his boy. I thought I was his boy. He only liked me because of football. Bro, he had you living in his house. You what obviously have about, done things.
Like, what does that say? Like, I'm sorry, but as much as it's Tom Brady, like you said, he brought him into his house. This is ridiculous, and we talked about it on the radio show a little bit. We want to understand a little bit more. We've gotten a little bit more information. We wish the best for this guy. He's a talented athlete.
Can only be who you can afford to be, and he's no longer can afford to be AB.
So I brought it up that do you think maybe he's possibly going to get signed before the playoffs?
So he can't.
Some team. He's not going to be.
He can't.
But I do believe he's still going to play another game in the NFL. His talent is too much.
I would love to say you're incorrect because I love when you're wrong. And I don't want to agree with you in any way in this. But it does seem like, here's the thing. What makes sense is that he never plays another snap in the NFL. That's what makes sense. He's burned so many bridges. He's done so many things. Yes, your talent gets you so far, but it only gets you so far. This is the fifth chance. And if you can't make it work with what's going on down there in the biggest place for success and you make it about yourself, who is going to take that on? With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we live in bizarro world.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
We are in the upside down. If you watch Stranger Things, we are in the upside down, okay?
Yes, it's the reverse, yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense that he would be on a team because it doesn't make sense.
Well, it's
our pets' people... heads are falling off, okay?
You're going to Dumb and Dumber here.
That's what it feels like.
Well, and it, you know what might even make it even stranger is James White's his cigar. We might have a wide receiver that wins MVP this
year.
Won't
happen.
I know you say this, and I was, you know how I was talking
about. Are you talking about Cooper
Kupp? So,
let me. Or Jamar Chase.
I'm speaking, please. I was talking about Jonathan Taylor all year long about him winning MVP.
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were.
Now you're looking at Cooper Kupp, who might break all records in touchdowns, receiving yards. So so you could say that Aaron Rodgers is having a really good year. You could say Tom Brady is having a really good year. You could say Jonathan Taylor is having a really good year. Cooper Kupp is having a record-breaking year.
Yes, he is. And he has to rely on Matt Stafford. And as my brother-in-law Patrick has pointed out, Matt Stafford isn't who everybody thinks he is.
So even same with that.
Matt Stafford set the record with Calvin Johnson, who currently holds all those records.
Correct.
With him. Yes, I get it.
So
I get it, but no.
So he does.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break it to you, but they're not giving the MVP of the NFL to a white boy receiver.
Okay. I am going to. That was racist.
I'm white. Horrible.
So am I, but that's.
It wasn't racist. He's a 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing.
It matters.
In a system. He's Wes Welker with more athleticism.
Okay.
He's Julian Edelman on a team that features him.
Okay, before we start getting into these games, we're betting $20.
And he's a freak. He's a stud. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from what he's doing, but I just don't see them giving Cooper Kupp the MVP.
I'm telling you, I will bet 20 up to 100, depending on with where you would like to bet this. And we will
that
bet.
He wins it?
Yep.
So you're going to bet $20 right now that he'll win the MVP?
Yep.
Hands down, I'll take that bet.
All right, cool.
Hands down, I'll take that bet. Are you out of your mind?
Nope.
All right.
Let's see.
All right.
Who wins most of the time?
This is ridiculous.
All right, so let's get in. We have two games on Saturday, which is nice, and this is why we're putting this out. This will be out tonight.
And it matters. These games matter.
And there is a lot of games that matter, but we're not going to go through every single game because there's a lot of games that don't.
Catch us on the Insta.
Right. We will.
Is that how you say it? Is that how you say it? Catch it on. Oh, they say the gram. Sorry.
I always say IG.
Oh, IG. I heard the gram. I'm
simple.
So you're AG.
Okay. I guess maybe I'm simple.
I don't use it, so I don't know. Catch you on the internet, bitches.
It's only slang if it's old school rap to me. That's the only time I use slang. Okay, so we got Chief Broncos. The first game, 2:30 on Saturday. Now, this is going to be interesting. I think
it's a 10.5 points. It might be more than that now. This is when I did it a couple of days ago. 10.5 is a lot of points. Denver's played pretty good considering they have no quarterback option. Teddy's not an option. Drew Locke's not an option. I mean, they win in spite of them, essentially.
But Denver's eliminated. So there's no way they're going
to. Yeah, but they want to play spoiler. Kansas City loses. They're always, no longer the second seed.
Every year there's that one that's eliminated that has no reason to win, and they end up pulling off that upset.
That'll be the Browns.
I don't think it's going to be this game, though.
It won't be this game. I got Kansas City. I guess I got them covering. I mean, they're going to put up enough points to make sure it's out of the way, out of reach, because they have to secure the second seed.
I could see this being a 13-point game and covering.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing better. They're coming into their way at the right time.
Agreed.
And while we're doing this, just so you all know, I know you can't see any of this, but him smoking the cigar, our entire studio is just covered.
Good thing there's
no
smoke detectors in here, but shout out to Deadwood Tobacco Company. This leather rose is phenomenal. Not that you'll hear this because you don't
smells
know
amazing.
You don't know who the hell we are, but it smells amazing. It tastes amazing. Good job. Bravo. Deadwood Tobacco Company. Continuing on.
All right. So the second game is going to be Cowboys-Eagles. So this is going to be interesting because there's a lot of COVID stuff going on. Micah Parsons is not going to be able to break the record.
Nope. Nor should he.
Javon Curse's record.
Rookie.
But this guy is very, very impressive.
He's a stud.
Especially playing pretty much three different positions. Cowboys look good. Eagles kind of look like on a slide. I don't think
what?
That they will.
On a slide?
Okay.
Check the stats, homie.
No, I'm just saying they don't.
On a slide, if anything, I think Philly could outright win this game. They kind of have to win to get
so
in the playoffs.
So Philly's won four games in a row. I'm not saying it's
so that's the opposite of a slide. It's not a four-game skid. It's a four-game winning streak.
I'm saying the eye test of what I'm seeing.
That they're a tough-ass team that runs the ball?
So, but who's going to be playing quarterback this week?
It doesn't matter. They're going to run the ball 50 fucking times. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. I usually don't drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, you do.
Not on the radio or on the podcast, bro. I kind of keep that reserved for, you know, everyday life.
Every once in a while.
You know.
Okay, so this is a
church,
big game. So,
school zones. Things of importance.
Who do you have in this game?
I got Philly plus 7.
Really?
Really. Dallas on the road.
You think they're already good? Dallas
is locked up the division.
They have to win, but they need to go into this game.
Sure.
And go into the playoffs.
Yes, they do. You're right, they do. But they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. Kellen Moore is interviewing for the Jacksonville Jaguars job, I think maybe as we speak. Okay? I don't think that his offensive play calling is really, his mind is set on that. He's being set on being the first 30-plus-year-old lesbian to ever be the NFL head coach.
Oh, my gosh. So, it's at the
Eagles. There's anything wrong with that, Philly. Ladies and gentlemen, just to be clear.
Yeah, you're fine. It's okay. Everybody can speak their opinions. Well, it's going to be 23 degrees. It's going to be cold. Dallas is minus 4. I'm still taking the Cowboys. I do believe that this is a get-right game. Ooh. They need this. So, you're taking the Eagles.
Yeah, plus 7.
I'm taking the Cowboys. Okay, so Bengals, Browns, doesn't really matter. Burrow's not playing.
Burrow's not playing. Only thing that this does.
Baker Mayfield.
We're not going to get into this today because we did it before the pregame. We're not, because it's already been beaten to death already on Twitter, on all the sports shows today, basically what was happening. We'll just let that be till next.
First time ever that you don't want to talk about
Cleveland. I mean, if you really want to go into the fact that Cleveland's going to play Cincinnati and beat them and sweep them for the season and go 4-2 in the division. No. And I mean, we can.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so a backup to Joe Burrow is going to beat the backup to Cleveland in Cleveland?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are done. You guys aren't even going to be interested.
I'm going to catch you this week, you son of a bitch.
Okay, so I would say one of the bigger games, because we don't really. Bears-Vikings.
Hold on. Pat, does this game matter? He says probably not. So, celebrity producer Pat Desart's here today, and I had to ask him about the Vikings game, ladies and gentlemen. He thinks it doesn't matter.
It's the
Chicago game doesn't matter. We already know that Matt Nagy, like I said, wouldn't be fired until the end of the year. He wasn't going to be fired midseason, not with 3 games to go. It doesn't make any sense. Just let him ride it out, and then he cleans out his box on Monday.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, it's all eliminated. NFC North is already wrapped up. That's not
100%.
So I say let's. And Colts Jaguars could be interesting, because if the Jags end up beating the Colts, that's
the Jags are a 15-point underdog. They're not beating the Colts when the Colts need a win to get in.
No way are they going to at the same point.
The Pittsburgh Baltimore game doesn't matter. It's Big Ben's last game ever in his career. Whoop-dee-doo. Congratulations. He had a great career. He'd be a first time Hall of Famer. First ballot. All right, get out. Move on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be a send off game, but it really doesn't matter too much.
Tennessee-Houston doesn't matter either, because Tennessee's already got the number one seed wrapped up. They're not going to lose at Houston.
They're not going to. Yep, exactly. Saints-Falcons. So this is what comes into play.
This does matter a little bit.
This matters to me a lot.
Yes, it does.
So if the Niners win, we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the 7th seed, I believe.
Correct.
Or 6th seed, right? Yep, 6th seed. Because Rams.
6.
Yep. So if we lose, the Saints have to lose to the Falcons.
Which could happen, because the Falcons, even though the record doesn't reflect it, those boys play hard.
So, and this is a rivalry game for them, for 100%.
It's a division. Yeah, 100%.
Right? So, I need the Saints to lose this game. Big time. But I still think the Saints are going to win.
I have the Saints circled.
I'm just hoping that
unfortunately, before I looked at this for your sake, I took the Rams winning and knowing that you got and New Orleans winning. So I guess in my pronostications, I have San Francisco not making the playoffs, but yet when we flip the page, ladies and gentlemen, now you can hear that Jim Rome style, flip the page. Possible playoff matches, I do have San Francisco in. So apparently I have them winning somewhere. Or New Orleans, when I have to revisit this.
This is going to be interesting.
Are you guys going to beat the Rams? Let me ask you. Are you going to beat the Rams? Because the Rams win, they win the division. If they lose and the Cardinals win, the division. So this is a game that matters to the Rams.
I have circled this game, 6 months ago, 5 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a crazy game, and I am hoping the Rams do what Rams do. However, they are scary if they're on their level. They're going to have their running back. Akers is back, I believe. He's going to be playing this week. Donald is a beast. You have Von Miller coming off the other side. Hopefully, Matthew Stafford does what Matthew Stafford
has the last couple of weeks. A couple of picks here and there, but they still got victories off the
We run the ball, we play good defense, and we slow the ball the game down. Then I 100%. So, yes, I am going to say we're going to win, but I'm not super confident.
I'm still going to have them lose, but I changed my pick. I think Atlanta can beat New Orleans.
I will take the line 100% because the Rams are favored -4.5. So I will take that because we could still pull that off as a field goal.
Yeah. No, I think you guys have all the momentum, but this is a must win for the Rams. It's going to be a great game. This will be the game that I'll be watching in the afternoon.
It's home field, but it's not the bye. So it's
right,
not.
Right, but it's the division.
It is, but is that
It's the division.
Really?
Yes, you want to be at home and hosting a playoff game versus on the road.
Okay. I mean, I know.
I think they would rather be at home, the Rams be at home and playing. The
Cardinals?
Well, no. If the Rams win, but y'all still get in.
Oh, no,
you're the sixth
Dallas
seed.
Will play.
You'll play each other.
Yeah. And
right
Dallas.
Now, I got it. Dallas playing the Rams, which we're going to get into as soon as we get through these games, the possible playoff matchups as they sit today with who we think is going to win. You guys have a good chance of getting in regardless because Atlanta, yes, you guys handle your own destiny. You win and you're in. But if you lose, Atlanta can very easily win that game.
I think so, too. It's going to be very interesting. And what's even more interesting is that these games are playing at the same time. So we're going to see. So whichever game ends first, you're going to hear a lot of cheering or upset.
Well, then you got that. You got that.
You know.
Now, New England at Miami, we've known historically Miami's been a thorn in the side of New England. New England kind of has to get the win. Miami absolutely has to get the win if they want to try to make the playoffs. I think Miami needs a win, and they need a what? Who do they need to lose?
So here's what it
seven
is.
Seed.
So New England,
they need
New England can clinch the first round by and home field advantage with them winning, Buffalo loss.
And Tennessee loss?
KC loss and Tennessee loss.
So they're not going to do that. They're not going to get all three to lose in the same week in week 18. So that's out of the question. But they, my friend, how I look at it is New England's going to end up in the playoffs with the 5 seed, and they're going to go into Cincinnati because Cincinnati will be the 4 seed.
If Buffalo loses, then they get the AFC East, which in that game it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
So, okay, so that not too big of a deal.
Now,
Seahawks, Cardinals, the only reason this game is interesting is because of who's going to win the division. Cardinals should win. However,
Cardinals win and Rams lose, they win the division. But if the Rams win and the Cardinals win, the Rams still win the division.
So the Cardinals have not been looking good. They don't have Hop. It looks like
they're about ready to get JJ Watt back, Agent 99.
So if I'm them, I'm not worried about this game. Who cares? We don't need to win the division. Let's go in and let's play Dallas. Let's go into Dallas, who can't win at home. And solid. That's the way I would think about it. I know obviously you're wanting to win, and if you can win the game, freaking do it. But if it's really not that big of a deal to me. Would you agree?
Well, I think Arizona likes the chance. I think in the back of their minds, I think Arizona would rather go on the road to Dallas than host San Francisco. I think they'd rather go on the road to play Dallas than host San Francisco. Yes, you want the home field, but they haven't been that great on the home field. And the psyche that K2 has as far as I've never lost in this stadium.
Yeah.
All the way back to high school.
And we're starting to get a lot.
Not that matters at the end of the day, but I think confidence matters, and that little bit of confidence makes all the difference. And if J.J. Watt going back to Texas, what? That's the first one of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Because I'm not drinking ice cold Bud Light. I'm having a Yingling. Sorry, Bird. You lost your last Yingling because you didn't drink it while you're here on Christmas
Eve. A lot of this will come down to what goes further into the playoffs with what we're talking about with COVID and who knows week to week what's going to happen. The randomness of this is just crazy. Cardinals need to win. I just think.
Yeah. I got the Cardinals -7, even though they may not cover, but they're going to win.
-6.5, and okay. I'm taking the Cardinals. Okay.
The Sunday night game is the game of games because winner's in. You got the Los Angeles Chargers going in to the desert of Las Vegas. running into the Allegiant Stadium with Death Star White.
Do you, and this has been talked
does
about.
Does Rich Bisaccia make it happen?
Oh, my gosh. Or does Herbert do it? But so we've heard about this, and I know we talked about this on the radio show, but if they tie, Pittsburgh's out. So do you just, if it comes down to it and you know it goes into overtime, do you just sit on it?
No, you try to win the damn game.
Why? Then you're guaranteed in the playoffs, and then it's a whole
You're not guaranteed season. In the playoffs.
Yes, you are. If it comes down to a tie between the Raiders and the Chargers.
Who gets in?
Both of them and the Steelers do not.
Both of them and the Steelers do not. Wait a minute. So then who gets in?
So with the Las Vegas will clinch a playoff berth with an Indy loss, Pittsburgh loss, or a tie. And it's as long as they tie, Pittsburgh's out.
Okay.
So there's it doesn't have to be a winner. There's just no loser.
But you can't have two teams move on to the playoffs next round.
No, because Steelers would be out of the wild card.
Steelers aren't in the wild card now.
Yes, they are. If Pittsburgh wins and Indy loses, Las Vegas.
But you're assuming that now we're talking the Colts aren't in the playoffs. You're having Pittsburgh replace the Colts.
Right.
The Colts are not going to lose to Jacksonville.
I'm telling you.
You think the Colts are losing to Jacksonville? You're going to put money on that?
I'm not saying that.
You're going to put money on it?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you made some bold-ass choices earlier, so, I mean, I feel like I can take it from you today.
So, it's then the Colts, the Raiders, and the, I almost said San Diego.
The Chargers?
The Chargers are the wild card. Do you want to look at my...
No,
my,
I know, I see... Hold on, ladies
and gentlemen. I have my laptop up right here. Like, it's very easy. It's super simple.
Yeah, but what it's saying is, so if Indy and Pittsburgh lose it, it doesn't matter, they're in.
If it's a tie, they're in.
No. So you're telling me if they tie, regardless of whatever else happens, they're in?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean if Indy wins and Pittsburgh wins and the Raiders tie, they're in?
That's what it says right there. And that's what it says right there.
Chargers can clinch a playoff berth with a...
Or an Indy loss. So if they
everything
lose...
Everything is dependent on Indianapolis. Everything
is dependent on Indianapolis loss.
You're on one. It's fine. I have proof. I'm showing you that I'm winning and I'm just always right, but it's fine. It's
you're
okay.
You're winning like Charlie Sheen winning. Okay?
Hey.
Hashtag Tiger Blood.
I was just about to say that. So, okay, so with this week, it is going to be crazy. This is probably one of the craziest weeks, especially with betting. Not going to be betting a huge parlay on a lot of things.
I'm betting on all of them.
I do have to give props to my daughter, Marley. Yeah. She made, I let the whole family give me some picks, just giving their opinion. My son went 13 for 15 out of picks. I went and did 5 out of 6. Wife did 4 out of 6. And my daughter got 6 out of 6. $10, $108.
Did you cash her out?
Yeah. I gave her $60.
Okay, half. As long as it's more than half or more,
We split it. It was $50. She owes me $6. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, it was...
Hey, listen, I ain't forget about that balance. It is a 2.8% VIG next week. If I don't have it, you don't get no PB&Js.
It's bookie. Bookie dad.
Oh, my God, hustling the family.
No, it was fun.
Hey,
though,
that's something my dad mastered a long time ago, and in my mom's dad mastered before that. If you can't hustle your kids, you can't hustle anybody.
Oh, yeah, you got to sell. But, no, it's fun to enjoy because the kids, like, especially my son watches sports religiously.
Which is awesome.
But my daughter is... hit or miss, and so when she actually is involved and wants, like, Dad, what's the score of the Miami game? Like, what? Wanted to make sure.
Their bets. That's the only... Yeah. Agreed. My kids could care
it's
less
like
about football.
Football.
My kids are like, who's the Browns playing? I'll root for you guys. Who the Vikings playing? I'll root for you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, and when the Vikings played the Browns, guess what? My kids turned on me.
So,
sorry, James, we're taking the Vikings. Well, you shouldn't have, because guess what? We won that game, ultimately, which didn't mean anything because neither of our teams made the playoffs.
Hopefully my team does.
Hopefully your team does for you.
Does for yous.
Does for yous.
All right, so who is your MVP?
You already know.
So you're saying Rodgers, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Even though that voter, which he's going to get his voting abilities revoked next season, that writer, who came out and said, I know Aaron Rodgers was the best player this year, but I'm not voting for him because of his off-the-field COVID situation. And he said it on a fucking podcast. Again, damn. Sorry, people, ladies and gentlemen. Shouldn't be dropping the F-bomb.
See, he does it all the time. Okay, defensive player of the year.
I hate
this. I know exactly
what you're saying. I hate having to say this.
It's going
to
be TJ Watt from the Steelers.
Thank you for not having me say it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so rookie of the year, offense.
It's hard to say not Ja'Marr Chase with what's happened, but I think at the end of the day, the writers that write and come up with these awards will give it to Mac Jones.
No, I disagree. It's going to be Chase. And then
is Chase getting, hold on, the NFL AP? Because here's where this is, because we're going to argue about this. The NFL AP Rookie of the Year is going to go to Mac Jones. The Pepsi Rookie of the Year is going to go to Ja'Marr Chase.
I would actually flop that.
Have you seen the writers for the AP?
Well, we'll see. We're going
to
see.
The voters that come up with that?
Isn't there an award show tonight? Is that
NFL Honors already? No way. No, that's during the week.
No, the ESPYs.
Are they doing that? That's how much I don't watch ESPN. That's how much I don't watch ESPN, ladies and gentlemen, is are they doing the ESPYs and who's hosting it?
Keegan-Michael Keel.
Okay. Is he doing it through Zoom?
No.
Like Russell Westbrook and...
From all of the ads, it's him showing up.
The last time I saw that it was on... Mr. Unlimited was hosting via Zoom with Sue Bird and some other has-been. Not that Sue Bird's a has-been. She's a legend. Shout out Sue Bird.
Wow, you're feisty today.
I've been feisty since I woke up this morning.
So defensive.
These Twitter people have got me all fired up.
Defensive.
Rookie of the year? We already know.
Parsons?
100%.
Okay.
If not the defensive player of the year. Let alone rookie of the year.
I don't think
he won't get it. They're going to give it to the man you mentioned.
Because it's just like with what you were saying about the Pepsi Award.
But they're not.
Like
they're
going to split it the right way.
So everybody's happy. So everybody can get a participation award because that's what the world we live in.
But TJ Watt has deserved this for probably the last 3 years and he hasn't gotten it.
He's been the conversation, but deserving. He's had great years.
I would
but
say
there's
at
somebody
least
always
one,
better.
If not two, absolutely deserving in the conversation.
You could have put him deserving maybe last year, maybe.
Mm.
And then this year, for sure. This year, I'm giving it to him for sure.
Okay.
He should be it for sure this year.
So let's get into one last thing. So this is going to be the last week. This is our last podcast for the regular season. Who wins the Super Bowl? We don't even need to get into who's playing each other.
Green Bay over Kansas City.
Oh, you just did it.
Well, it's because that's where I'm at. And if Kansas City doesn't make it there somehow, I still think Green Bay at the end of the day is going to be there.
So this is going to be interesting. I don't think Green Bay, I think they're going to have some type of collapse. I honestly think...
Minus Aaron Rodgers being out for COVID, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Sorry, I'll put that little caveat on there.
I honestly think it's going to be the Rams and Kansas City's going to win it.
I could see that, but and remember, I think if we go back, and that's a lot of tape to go back to, but I think I might have picked the Rams to be in the NFC. I think I had them right there, didn't I? Or at one point, I think I might have had them in the Super Bowl. But after seeing exactly what we've seen all year and what we knew about Green Bay and what they're going to do, I think that just light years above. Oh, and by the way, I already know we will not have an issue with COVID for Aaron Rodgers. Because their testing policy is if you've tested positive for COVID, you don't get tested for 90 days. Guess what? That 90 days is up after the Super Bowl.
No, that's not true. They get tested all the time.
No. If you got COVID, the NFL rule is you don't get tested for 90 days. That's the NFL rule. If you tested positive for, not close contact, if you actually tested positive for COVID, you don't get tested for 90 days. You're an immunicorn. And that 90 days is up after the Super Bowl.
This is why we need a stat checker.
And how I know that is because Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network actually is the one that reported that.
On
boom, son!
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. You're ridiculous. Okay, so we gave our picks. This is going to be crazy. We will post all of our stuff this week, right? Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow morning. So we'll have everything well before the game start. We're going to post this tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have my brother make you a shirt that says, this is crazy.
You're crazy.
I know that, but you say it all. It's going to say, Ryan Rooks, this is crazy.
That's fine.
And we'll sell them.
That's fine.
And we haven't put anything on the website in a while, so if you guys have been on there, sorry about that. That's on us. That, my bad. My bad. I need to be writing more. I need to be a professional blogger.
Yeah. Get better at it. Stop being an old man. Anyways, okay, so.
This old man needs to get his laptop fixed.
Well, yeah.
It's only been down since, I don't know.
July. 8 months. All right, so we'll be back on Monday on the radio.
Monday on the radio.
So
KDUS 1060 AM.
Yep. And then we will have this all set up, and then good luck. Hit us up. Let us know how we did. This is going to be a crazy week. Who knows what's going to happen? We only covered a couple games, but like we said, we're going to post.
Sounds good.
All of the answers.
Anything else?
I'm going to win and be right all week. But that's cool. But no, I'm good. One love.
I love the world you live in.
Me too.
The bizarro world that we live in is exactly where you're at. I win and I was always right.
It works for me.
As long as it works for you. Hey, we are in a world now of as long as you live your truth and you're happy, that's all that matters. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Peace.
All right. One love.